There were unemployed organizations. There were some people who were on the relief rolls who were dissatisfied with it. With it, or with parts of the program. Can you tell us a bit about that? I know you can.
Well, let me see. Well, we used to demonstrate for more money. Mm-hmm. You know, get together the unemployed. It was a big organization of unemployment, especially in, I think, in North Burnaby. I don't know the other part, but it was well organized in North Burnaby. Mm-hmm.
Do you recall, was it a spontaneous type of organization that came up from just the people living there, or was there people involved that came in and helped organize?
No, I would say it was organized from the districts, you know, our own district.
I see, the people there really the ones. Was your husband was involved, was he?
Yes.
And yourself as well, obviously.
Yes.
Did the demonstrations, most of them, you said, were directed towards getting an increase in the amount of relief?
Yes.
Can you recall what the unemployed thought of Mr. Pritchard?
Well, we thought he was very nice at first, you know.
Why?
Well, we thought he would be good to be in it. Be in brief, he might help, you know, knowing that he was supposed to be a labor man himself.
Changed.
He changed, yes. They all seem to change when they get into high positions, somehow or another. They forget.
How did he change?
Well, he went against the unemployed. Once we went over there, we walked over there one day, and he was on top of the stairs there, and he put the policeman on us.
City Hall. Municipal Hall.
Municipal Hall.
Over at Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. We never forgave him after that.
What happened when he put the police on?
Well, we just dispersed, you know.
What did the police do?
They were gentle.
Yeah.
They just...
That demonstration was in... Can you recall what it was called for?
Yes. We were only getting... I think it was $2 a month for children, and we wanted another dollar. Mm-hmm. And then we were...
This would have been probably 1932, or
31, 32?
I think it was a little later.
Yeah, okay. 32. Oh, no, it couldn't be later. If Reeve Pritchard was still
He was still...
Oh.
He went out at the end of 1932, so probably around
what
that.
Wasn't that
Did the situation change any when you had the commissioner?
No, I don't think so. I think it was a little worse, to my knowledge. I can't remember why. You know, you just, from day to day, you just lived, you know?
Your impression is, though, that it did not improve. If anything, it might have been slightly worse.
I think so.
Besides the municipal aid, the relief from the municipality, and the unemployed organizations, which I think you did more than just demonstrate, there were other activities involved there, weren't there?
Mm-hmm.
What other kind of self-help type of things were there? They might not be organizations.
No. There was a school for dressmaking that you could go to and make over old clothes, you know, for your children. You could learn to sew there.
Do you recall how that was organized? Or
I don't remember.
Was it perhaps just the neighbors?
No, I can't remember. I'm just thinking of it. the notebooks here, called Robertson's Hall on Hastings Street.
Did many people go?
Quite a number of them, yes.
Did you go?
Yes.
So were there many women who didn't know how to sew and who were taught to sew at that?
Yes, it helped me a great deal.
How did you manage for clothes?
Well, we had little sales between ourselves. We took our clothes, you know, and had maybe a few things that wasn't too worn out, and we'd buy them for a few, 25 cents perhaps, or 50 cents, and managed along that way.
How about in the kitchen and that, trying to raise a family on $28? How did you manage there?
For me, it wasn't too bad.
A fair amount from the garden.
Fair amount from the garden, what you preserved. We went out to pit meadows and we gathered blackberries and made jam. And we had an apple tree, of course, and we made apple and blackberry jam and things like this. And
was preserving, was that common prior to the Depression or as well? I imagine it would
was. Be. Well, yeah, we canned a lot.
You don't really have your refrigeration and that type of thing at all.
No, we can. We preserved a lot of stuff. You canned too, you know, the jars. So,
what about meat? Could you afford to buy meat?
Well, we bought the cheapest to the brisket. It was good nourishing, though, you know, and sausages. And we bought jowl, which was picked here. And I put a potato and a sausage and a potato and a sausage, you know, in the oven. And that was one dinner, and made a lot of rice puddings, porridge in the morning, and things like that. And children never say, well, they didn't like that, or they didn't like the other thing. They just had to eat what was on the table. No choice.